We are learning Mesechtes Avodah Zarah Daf Chav Tes Amud Aleph. We are starting five lines from the top of Daf Chav Tes Amud Aleph. Tana Rabbanan, Hamekis Dam Lo Yerichol Chag Bash. If someone does Hakaz Sadam, he bloodlets, then he should not eat Chag Bash, which is Loi Cholov, not milk, Loi Gvina, Loi not cheese, Loi Betzolim, no onions, Loi Shechalayim, and no cress seeds. These are not good for him. Im Ochal, what happens if he eats it? Now he's in the trouble. By Neser Rios Dachal Rios Dacham, we should mix. It's you mix together wine and vinegar. You mix together vinishti and drink it. When you go to the bathroom after this drink, the smell is very bad. And if you're on the Meirv side of the west side of the city, the Meirv wind is a very strong wind. It'll bring that smell into the city. But the Mizracha, in the east side, it's not so strong wind, so stay on the east side if you have to be mefana, and therefore the reicha will not come into the city. Amram Shuman Levi, more halachos of refuah on Shabbos. Mailin unkeli b'Shabbos. You're allowed to put back the unkeli b'Shabbos. What does that mean? My unkeli. Amar Rabbi Abba, istamucha deliba. That means that the heart is sitting on some fat and ribs and muscle, and you put it back into place. It could be fall out of its place. The Rashi says, certain muscles that are under the heart that fall out of its place, you could push it back into place on Shabbos. How do you heal this? So you bring a fistful of cumin, venina, which is nina is mint, vagadna is a type of herb, vitsasri is also a type of herb, some say it's savory, vavarata, which is a hyssop, which is azoiv, liliba, now you mix these, you have all these herbs, so liliba, if it's a heart ailment, bechamri, you mix it with wine, vesimonech, v'yayin yisamach levav enosh, lerucha, for someone who has he gets bloated from a ruach. So then, b'maya, he mixes it with water. V'simanech v'ruach elikim v'rachevas v'nei amayim. Lakuda, for a lady giving birth, who is having a hard time giving birth, and she gets sick on the birthing table, so she mixes it with shichro, with beer. V'simanech v'chada, with loshen kuda, al shichma, and shichma is loshen of shechar, because shin and ches have the same shichma as shechar. So that's the siman of what the recipe is. Now, how do you make this recipe? Rav Acha b'Rei de Rava shokle kuli b'hadadadi. He took all the herbs and he ground it together. V'shokle moli chamash etzbiosei v'shokle. He took five fingers, because a whole handful, and he drank it. Rav Ashi shokle chadahudei. He ground each one by itself. V'shokle moli etzboi rabasi. Moli etzboi drati. He took like a pinch of it, which means like between his big finger and a smaller finger, he took that much and put it into this water, wine, oil, whatever it was, and drank that. Amra Papa, no, I did all these remedies, did not work. So some Arab told me, I see kuzo chadata, bring a brand new cup, mal yamai, fill up with water, rami yamai tavar dovsha, and fill it up with a spoonful of honey, the tole be kuchvi that was sitting outside overnight. The next day, ishti, drink it. Avdi hachi v'tzoi, I did this and I got healed. Tana Rabbanan, and choose to unwrap.
Huh? You don't mix it with all the other liquids?
This is a different thing. Rav Papa says a new thing. He said, I did those recipes, didn't work. This Arab told me a new recipe, brand new recipe. But these things don't work today, and there is even a tzad. I think Rav Kreger brings down Radvaz and Shabbos, you're not allowed to use them. You're not allowed to try to use them. This doesn't work, you're not allowed to try to use them, because then you're going to make fun of the Gemara that didn't work. It's not negated for our days, because Nishtanu Ativim, our Teva is completely different than 3,000 years ago, or 2,500 years ago, whenever this was said, and therefore, we don't do these remedies anymore. Tana Rabbanan, the same thing applies to the next Gemara also, next two Gemaras. Tana Rabbanan, Shishu Dvar Merap Mesachayil B'chal Yov, Rufas or Rafu. The next Gemara, it makes sense. It could apply to today, but it doesn't. Lav Dafka. So Merap Mesachayilah, the six things that make a Chayla get better. Mechal Yov, Rufas or Rafu, and Zagur Rafu, Elahain, Kruv, Cabbage, Good Eat Cabbage, Vitardin, and Vitardin is beets. Umei Sisim is a type of mint juice. Yvesha, dry mint. Vikeva, which is the stomach of a behemoth, the heres, which is the uterus of a behemoth, the aseris hakaved, which is a certain fat near the liver. Good sardines is very good also. It makes a person multiply, gives them more zera, and it's mavrim kol gufa is a girsa, and it rejuvenates his whole guf. Now, if someone's sick and he eats these things, he goes back to being sick. It gets even worse. He eats fat cowboy steak, basa tzli, or roasted basa, basa tziparim, which means poultry, chicken, yeah, or beitza tzluya, a roasted egg, v'shechalayim kressis, v'tekalacha is taking haircuts, or merchats, and taking 20 showers, v'gvina and cheese, v'kovin and liver. So you see, a lot of these things don't apply today, but merchats, today people take a shower every day, so I'm not sure. In those days, it was much more of a thing, and it hurt them much more. V'yashayim rafa goyizim should not eat too much nuts, v'yashayim rafa kashuvim, not cucumbers. The Tanur Rabbi Shmuel, lomene kashmei kashuvim, why are they called kashuvim? Kashuvim can be either cucumbers or type of gourds. So why are they called kashuvim? Rei shem kashuvim chal gufa shlodim kev charoves. They are hard for the guf, like swords. That's what are called kishuim, kashas and kasha, because they're terrible for the guf. So all these things, at least in time of the Gemara, was not healthy for a person to eat. Zotim Maravite. Back to the halachas of our Mishnah. The halacha of the Mishnah is that you're not allowed to take a haircut, according to our mayor, from a guy in any place. And according to the Rabbanon, in Shirabim, it's fine. The Mishnah said, "Ve'im istaprim behem b'chol makom." You can't take a haircut from a oyv or a chavim b'chol makom because the choshev is shvichas damim. And chomayim in Shirabim mutav loy be'in elim Shirabim, an open place where people can see, it's mutter. But in a private place, it's also because again, chash shvichas damim. So the price is like this: Yisrael istaprim behem chavim roye b'mara. If they have a mirror, they're allowed to take a haircut. Ve'oyv k'chavim hamistaprim mi Yisrael and oyv chavim. That takes a haircut, that gives a haircut, that takes a haircut from Yisrael, means the Yid is giving the haircut. So he's not allowed to give a full haircut. Kivin she'gia leblurusoi, when he gets to his blurius, which pasha means a ponytail, he used to do it for Shem Avodah Zarah, shoy metes yodai. We'll see, he has to leave space around it. He should not be meseyeya for this blurius, which is ponytail. Omar mar, Yisrael mustav v'chavim, roi mar, he looks into a mar and that's enough. Mashallah, what does that help? Hey, chidam. Ibrish is rabbi, lovely mara. Which rabbi you don't have to see. Ever all people see, so it's fine. Ibrish is yachid, kiroya may have it. What does it help seeing? It's too late. I'm saying they're between, he won't be in Yanavel at the time he looks at the mirror. If they're both together, it's still a chash. What does it help? So Gemara says, Meschazi ka Adam Choshev. If he has a mirror, he looks like Adam Choshev because Adam Choshev is looks into a mirror. So if he has a mirror to look into, so to see if he's doing a good job, that means the Adam Chashev will be scared to kill him. Rav Chana bar Bizna, havimistav Rav Chavim b'shvil d'radoy. There's a story where Rav Chana bar Bizna was taking a haircut from a guy in the Shvili d'radoy, which was the roads right out of Naradoy. Omalei, the guy told him, Chana, Chana, yo'i kuach lezuga. Wow, your neck is so appetizing for the razor. And he's about to kill him. The mice didn't kill him. Omar, tastely, I deserve this. The Avdi Rameyer. Rameyer said that you're not allowed to take a haircut even which is a rabbin. And I was over on this. Frank Demarva, the bottom loy Avad. Even though I bought him Shirabim, Shirachim Yom, it wasn't Shirabim, it was Shvili Daradoy. It was right outside Naradoy, it wasn't Shirabim. But who saw he held Shvili Daradoy, keeping the Shrichi Rabbim, because Shirabim Dami. Since Shrichi Rabbim, it's Kirishus Harabim Dami. It's like Rishus Rabbim. And therefore, it was only hold is only over on Rameya. And the truth is, this halacha is gepaskent in Shulchan Aruch. They now take a haircut from a guy, and the shaila is exactly what's the heter today to take a haircut from a guy. There is a tzad in the shach over there that if it's beschar, if you're paying for it, it could be there. It's mutter. This kid loses schar. That may be one of the heterim. You can say a svara de geheter that today that they're more scared to do shvichas damim today than a amal, because that's why there's a mirror system. The shail is, if a mirror helps, it doesn't make it Adam Choshev. It says in Shulchan Aruch Kufnum Vav, Eim Estaprim Ma'ay V'Chavim, El V'Mokom Shemetsuim B'Mnei Adam. Oyim Oysa V'Chavim, Medamesh Oysa Adam Choshev. Only if that happens. Hagav, Yes Mechim Shal Estaprim V'Chavim, Afil Mokom Rabim, Betar, Em Lois Yer B'Mara. If not, he's looking B'Mara, V'Nogul Ha'Kesvar Roshoyna, Ha'Kaponim, and then that's one point. Now, another point is, Tosis has a whole discussion over here. Are you allowed to look into a mirror? Tosis says over here, he says, It's mashma over here that the only reason why you're allowed to look into a mirror maybe is because of you're worried that you're going to get killed. But mashma is the Tosfos. You look at Tosfos HaMestapher, like eight lines in. Mashma she'osur le'ish liros b'marim. He says it's mashma here that ish not looking into a mirror. V'nira ke'atar mashum le'yilbash gever simlis isha because of lo yisilbash. That's what Tosfos wants the taina. There's a ran over here that makes a diik faket. The ran over here says, he says, why does he have to take care of from a guy and look in a mirror? Just take care of from Yisrael and don't look in a mirror. Or go to Shizrab or something. So it must be Lila to go to the mirror. That's what the Ran says. So I look Silva. Dr. Ran, Yishleimar. The Bechol Mokam Shiragilim Hanoshim Mustakim Amara, Kamoy Hanoshim Mutter. Velekam Shomla Yilbash Gavasimasisha. But Shemaitz Tahocha, whatever, I think it goes in Vayit Ayin Shom. This is a discussion. If a man is not looking into a mirror, we're not going into a local mice now. We're just speaking out a few speak outs. A third speak out was only to the Gemara, which is very important to speak out because people have asked this question. A man should not take a haircut from a lady. That's for sure. Because, so, in today's day and age, most people want a haircut, you go to a Yiddish barber. You should not go to a Yiddish barber. And if the Yiddish barber is a lady, you definitely should not go. It's a different problem. But let's just speak out, because people have asked me this shiloh, so this is why I just want to get that out there. Okay. It says that a Yechavim that takes a haircut from Yisrael, which means Yisrael is giving a guy a haircut, he should leave space around the blue ears. So it's more of a kama. How much space? Amrav Malchio, we're following this on the bottom. Amrav Malchio, Amrav Adava, Sholosh, Etzbois, Choruach, Ruach. Three Etzbois in every direction. That's how you should leave. It's like around approximately a half a tapach. In each direction, you should leave around, like 2 inches around the blurry is, which leaves space, and should not cut that. Because you're helping out to make his ponytail for his arm. So that was Fiyai Gerso, was Rav Malchiyo, B'Shem Rav Adar Bahava. Om Rav Chinina, the next part we had a few times in Shas. Om Rav Chinina, Bereid Rav Iko, Shpud, Shvachos V'Gumois, is Rav Malchiyo. Shpud is a Gemara in Be'ah, which talks about Muksa, the spear you used, the spit, rather, is a better word, used for roasting your meat, and Shabbos, Muksa on Shabbos. Shvachos is a Gemara in Ksubis, that talks about that even if someone is very wealthy and he has shvachos, he still should do some work for a husband. But gumois is a shayla gavishtei Cyrus. So those three memris were said by Rav Malkiyoy, and bluris, which is agamar, efer miklo, which is a certain type of efer, which looks like a tattoo, the gvina, and the isa gvina akum, that was Rav Malkiyoy. The reason for gvina akum, gvina akum, is Rav Malkiyoy said it. One's Rav Malkiyoy, one's Rav Malkiyoy. That's how we have, that's what Rav Chanina Breda Rav Ika says. Omra, Papa, you're not 100% correct. Masnisim masnita Rav Malkiyo. If it's a Mishnah or Brisa and the Mepharash, it's Rav Malkiyo. Shemaitzo Rav Malkiyo. So let's go through the six things. Which one is what? So, Shpud is a Memra. It's nothing to do with a Mishnah. Shvachos is a Mishnah. And Gumois is a Memra also. So the first three that says Rav Malkiyo, that one of them is a Mishnah. And the second three, Belurius is a Brisa, from a Brisa, Efer Mikla is a Memra, and Gvina is a Mishnah also. So Gvina Zakh is a Mishnah also. So Rav Papa, what he's doing is, he's saying is, the old Mishnahs are of Malkiyah. V'simone masnita Malkasa, Malkiyah is a Mishnah, because Malkiyah is lost in the Keva, masnita was lost in the Keva. So it means like Malkasa, queen. My benai, what's afkamina to two man the armory? Kamina was shvachos. Really, it's two afkaminas. Shvachos from Malkiyah, it comes here to the Malkiyah, because shvachos is a Mishnah. And Efa Mikla, which is a Memra, goes back up to Malkiyah. So it's two afkaminas. Rashi by Varon's why only says shvachos. Really, afkamina is shvachos and Efa Mikla, the two afkaminas between these two man the armory, who said what?